Live from the Kumia studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. Created by me. Got stuff in my bag, stories and whatnot. Man, it's hard to think about anything this week, rather than the Kavanaugh hearings. Man, oh man, if only there was a show designed to talk about that kind of thing. We have lots of stuff, though, I'm sure, crimes and whatnot. But, you know, it shows you the culmination of the Me Too movement. You know, they can take anything and throw it now at the at men. And it doesn't matter how powerful they are, or how important it is, or how high stakes it is. It just doesn't really have to be much of an accusation. So I think this week we can look forward to a lot more bullshit accusations coming from bullshit women who have nothing better to do and try to keep a man from getting into a prominent post where, oh my God, he might affect Roe versus Wade. What's with women and their abortions? Call me. We have a number here. And if you have any news stories you'd like to talk about, or if you just want to gripe about women in general, what is that number?
That would be 1-877-962-6846. Call now and tell us some shit.
Yeah, that's like a... The KTEL guy we've hired to do, if you, now you can, now how much would you pay? Oh my God, all these golden hits. If only Mandy would have come on right at that time. No, not Mandy, Brandy. Sorry, I've got Mandy on the brain, as always, because she never leaves my head. Even when she leaves the house, she never leaves my head. She's in there with her long-ass feet. Her birthday party is October 24th. It's not just a birthday party, though. It is live New York City Crime Report. Thank you. Wow. Rousing round of applause. Mm. The golf clap from one. And it's going to be at Westside Comedy Club, October 24th. October 24th, Westside Comedy Club. Be there. I'm hoping for a strong police presence. Wouldn't that be great? I think a lot of police might come. Last week, we had a substitute sound guy who didn't do that great of a job. Must have been a new guy, Peter's training or something. I don't know. Peter, what was that? You think you can just sit out and we're going to be okay?
Yeah, I figured, you know, give the up-and-comers a chance. Yeah, see what they got.
Well, he's up. I don't know if he's coming. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, we could help that, too.
I don't mean that in a sexual way. He's definitely coming in a sexual way. Always. Have you ever noticed that about Garrett? He's constantly ejaculating. Maybe it's because he smokes cigarettes. Oh, my God, cigarettes. Tonight's show brought to you by cigarettes, of course. You know, if you haven't tried it, try it. And once you try it, you'll like it. Oh, you'll definitely like it. And you'll keep smoking whether you like it or not. That's the beauty of cigarettes. You don't have to enjoy them to smoke them. Cigarettes. Big Tobacco, sponsor of Crime Report. Boy, we get that Big Tobacco money, and we are, as Mom used to say, shitting in high cotton. Sitting here with me, the one and only Thomas Palladino. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. It sounds like the name of a prosecutor, Thomas Palladino. Yeah.
Sadly, I'm not a prosecutor.
No, you're not a prosecutor. I could prosecute you for that crime of low-cut neckline. Yeah. No.
is it too much, Pat? Do I need to button up?
I feel so feminine, you know?
I'll do another
button. No. Let it all hang out. In fact, right. If anything, go down another button.
Another one?
And a medallion is in order.
No.
You have something with your... What's your sign?
A Virgo. I don't think they do Virgo signs around the neck.
I don't know if you'd sport it or not.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Being handed
something. Represent Andrea, who brings us...
Wait, there we go.
Hey, all right.
Hey.
Hey, now.
Hey.
All right, I'm a Christian, but I'm hairy. There's one hairy Christian. You know, Christ is never depicted with a hairy chest. Have you ever noticed that?
I have noticed that, actually.
And did it bum you out? Were you like, come on now, he might have had a hairy chest like me?
I mean, I feel like Italians in general, it's kind of a sore spot because they're so into Jesus.
Are you Italian? we were being joined by my former co-host... and current co-host, come on, Kevin Downey Jr. Kevin Denny Jr.
Hey.
And so, of course, Thomas Palladino, and they're shaking hands. Hey, what's happening, man? We have an audience. he's choosing the riser over the
couch,
over the soft cushion.
What's up with that
nutsack cradle that is that that leather couch. No nut sack, no need for a cradle. Elizabeth was, yeah. She's
very
like,
intimidating.
Yeah, she is, actually. I wouldn't probably, I'd be like, I'm not going to walk past that to sit on there. What's going on, Kevin?
Not much. There's a traffic cop, not a traffic, but a news copter over my neighborhood. A prisoner escaped.
Oh, no shit.
So the cops are all over the Hicksville train station.
Wow.
And I knew that's what it was because I grew up in Detroit, and when we lived right off the projects.
Mm-hmm.
So when the cop chopper came with the spotlight on at night, mm-hmm. you have to go home because that meant
there's a wild black man on the loose.
Can't assume.
They can't be domesticated. You know that. Feral animals. This is not. None of this is related to anybody in any reality. We do a satire show here. It's based on, although, oh, I am getting an update on that, I'm getting an update on that Long Island prison break. He's been described he's white, actually, white, about 6 feet tall, blonde hair, wearing a blue blazer, and a queer shirt.
I wouldn't go that far, Pat.
So he's an albino black man?
I'm sure it was a shirt that says, I'm gay, or something like that. Like, it's not a, that right there, that's merely a, what you would call a, who was the guy who hosted Match Game? What was his name?
Gene Rayburn.
A Gene Rayburn type shirt. He was always licking his lips like this and stuff. Disgusting. Blank.
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, yeah. How you doing there, Brett? Brett Summers always on the show. Oh, boy, Brett Summers. What a piece of ass she was for Jack Klugman.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They were married.
Wow.
Klugman said if, you know, and after they got divorced, you know, like he'd be dating some hot chippy or something, and they'd say, oh, you think you might get married? If I wanted to be married, I'd be married to Brett Summers. Always loyal to his ex. I think that was just a way of not getting married, though.
Right.
You know Quincy. by the way, Cardi B has turned herself in.
Oh.
Mm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
That's it, yeah. Does she sound like a criminal to you?
Yeah, my brother actually knows her.
Your brother knows her?
Yes. He was a bouncer at the strip club she worked at. There you go.
What strip club did she work at?
I know it was in the Bronx. I don't know the name of it, but he said that she had like really like crackhead teeth and everything. They fixed her up a lot when she got the record deal.
Why can't you just say cracked? Cracked teeth.
No, no, it was crackhead teeth.
Oh, I thought you were cracked teeth. Crackhead teeth.
Crackhead teeth. Yeah, yeah.
Bitch is skanky with her crackhead teeth.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sound is very mysterious. And it has like a sound to it that makes you just want to turn it off, you know?
Makes you really want to turn it off.
Makes you want to just like
and never hear it again.
Make it go away. Or, you know, what if she was dancing with crackhead teeth to this? Now that I could deal with.
That would be better.
This is nice. Okay. I went with an old tie today. Look how wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Wide on the old tie. Nice.
Is the jacket new? I was admiring the jacket from.
You know what? You know what? It's not new, but it looks new every time I wear it.
Yeah.
I bought this for an appearance on the Today Show with, I can never remember her name, but the one that Trump smarted off to.
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, that's right. Yes. We did that show, my wife and I, for unwifeablebook.com, and also to, there we go, that's reasonable, to, you know, talk about cheating. You ever cheat on anybody?
Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I have.
Crazy.
Constantly.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, it's inevitable, isn't it? It's like there's women... And then there's the girlfriend, not always in the same place at the same time as your dick.
Yeah.
So how are you going to expect your dick not to find your way into some of those holes, you know? I mean, it's just gravity at some point, you know? It's like Plinko. It bounces down, and it's going to land sooner or later. You might bounce off a lot of other... You're going to win a prize.
No.
And if you've cheated out there, we want to know. Call us at 1-877-962-6846 and tell us why you're an asshole.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, I mean, you might have been maybe another time you called and you didn't get through. Well, that was because we had an inexperienced sound guy before, and now we have a pro behind the wheel driving the show. Looks like there's a bloodbath at a tourist baby... Tourist Baby Daycare Center. We'll be talking about that on New York City Crime Report on at Crime Report Dot NYC. That's a New York City type story.
Mm. Let's go on vacation, but leave the kid at a daycare.
What was the bloodbath?
The bloodbath was a stabbing.
Oh no!
You think somebody started their period? There's only one way to have a bloodbath. Maybe that's something they offer there. You know,
like a bloodbath,
sort of salt
it's
bath.
A treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly. It's like a spa. Yeah, a worker knifed 4 infants, 2 oh. adults.
Oh no!
At Visa scheme site. That's what it is. It's a visa scheme site. Yeah. Apparently, what you do is you come to visit the United States, you have a baby,
and then
you leave your anchor baby there.
Yeah.
And I guess you have to have, you can't just have one anchor baby for a whole like country or neighborhood or family or something. So Wang is in custody. Wang is the
yeah. Wang.
She's very, very, you know something. Maybe she's an operative for the alt-right.
They're very big with the Chinese.
And to murder anchor babies. If you have an anchor baby and it gets murdered, do they just go, sorry, you should have taken better care of your anchor baby. Because dead babies don't anchor you.
They don't.
You can get out of a marriage that way. You can have it annulled. Like, no, you don't keep paying child care, child support, once the baby has been knifed.
Oh.
Nobody died in this, though.
How bad of an attacker?
How do you
attacker?
Knife an infant and not kill it? You gotta really be trying to miss everything important.
Successful.
The toes, that's where I'll stab.
Yeah. Inept.
They might not walk real well, but they're not walking yet anyway. What do they know? Worker stabbed 4 newborns, 2 adults there before trying to kill herself.
Wow.
They always do that last.
Yeah. Well, if you did, they did it first.
I'm gonna kill myself if it's the last thing I do.
She couldn't successfully kill herself either, so she killed nobody.
She's
just inept all the way around.
Why can't they be dyslexic? Go, I'm going to take myself out, and then those 4 babies.
As soon as I'm dead. As if that's how dyslexia works. You do things in the wrong order. Okay, I'll have a sip of that. Okay, there we go. No, I think what it is the Asians will go nuts every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that Asian me is not here to hear this, but because I don't want him to karate out on me or something. But, you know, like, ah! And that's kind of what they do. It's like there was one over there in Brooklyn who, violent Brooklyn, who stabbed his wife. He didn't stab her. He cut her arm off, through the bone and everything, like way up here by the biceps a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
This is written on New York City Crime Report story.
Yes. And what? There was a baby involved.
She's pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought that... Wasn't there an Asian guy who threw his baby into the East River?
Oh, well, I mean...
Recently? Probably.
Probably.
I think attacked a mom, then threw the baby in.
Probably.
There was the other Asian guy that decapitated the guy on the back of the bus and left the head there. And
Toronto.
That was in Toronto, yeah.
And then started eating the guy's body parts and stuff. I think he was eating his dick because they kept saying body parts. Why not say fingers?
Right. No.
Why not? Yeah. He cut off his dick and was eating his
body
dick.
Body parts.
Yeah. Whenever they say body parts, it's a dick. Yeah.
See, he got it right, though. That's the way to do it. In my luck, the guy would eat my dick first, then kill me.
No. He did him a favor. He did him a favor.
Yeah, now to behead you. Take that. Stop. In the name of the law. No, let him go. Let him do this last thing. I don't need my head anymore.
If you're going to kill me and eat my dick, please do it in that order.
They cut off what I was thinking with. And my brain is in my cock. And that guy, by the way, he's free. The guy who did that is free. He's a free man up in Canada.
Oh, kidding. That's Canada.
Yeah, it is Canada, but it's not that far.
Right. I'm saying that's the Canadian justice system.
Let's take a call here from, who is this, Zach?
Good Hello? Evening, Pat.
What's happening, Zach? How you doing? Good evening to you. How you been?
Doing well. You were talking about Asians kind of going off a little bit. Mm-hmm. I sent a video to Drew of, one of those videos you like to play at the end of the show, maybe even a little over the top from that. But this guy's upstairs neighbor had a water leak. He asked her to repay him for the damage.
Okay, Zach, go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead with your call. Just fucking around. So a water leak, you say?
Yeah, she damaged his property. He asked her to compensate him. And then she had him beaten up by local gangsters instead of repaying him. So this is what he did to her.
Oh. She had him beaten up by gangsters.
Is that a cleaver?
Yeah.
He's got a meat cleaver. Nice.
I like you know, the punk rocker old lady there trying to do something about this.
Yeah.
Oh! Look at that. Boy, look at him chop. Chop, chop.
God.
That's his nickname, by the way, Chop Chop.
or his real name.
He's, actually, this guy's related to Jerry Mathers. Well, I don't know if he is, but he's definitely a cleaver.
Oh, hey. Oh, nice. Hey, well played.
What was that? Oh, hey, don't you put your hand up.
Somebody tell him to cut it out.
My goodness.
Park their car there.
Oh, come on. Move that. Okay, cut. Move the vehicle. Can you pause 1 second? Well, he can't pay his rent. This much we know.
Wow.
Look at that. That haircut, those glasses. You know a killer when you see one.
Looks like Asian Pat Dixon.
He looks like, yeah, like what he should really look like.
What he should really
yeah, instead of that, you know, boof-haired fruit we have, you know, masquerading as me. That's, that, yeah, okay. We get what he looks like. Oh, chop, chop. Oh, he's not done yet.
No, no, no.
It was just a round. We had a ring girl walk through.
He's getting
both hands. He is really mad about having those guys hired to beat him up.
His arms are getting tired. He's going two-fisted now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the one yelling.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of...
God.
It's like in tennis, you know, they swing a racket, and it is like an effort. Oh, Jesus.
He's bending a lot of... Oh, there's hair.
Hair on the cleaver.
Oh!
Wow.
So I think she died. She's probably dead.
No, I think she's breathing still. I think she's
where's
probably
Bobo
fine.
Laughing hysterically when you need him?
I can't believe that car is parked there. Isn't that just the worst?
That's so, the real tragedy.
Well, if they let him go much longer, you won't be able to tell it's a person anyway. So,
wonder if the guy making the tape knows that his phone also makes outgoing calls to the police.
Whose side are you on here?
No,
keep going.
God.
I want to be on Crime Report.
We gotta, you know, I'm gonna watch this tonight and I'm gonna count.
How many strikes?
Yeah. Yep.
Jeez.
I mean, it's gotta be
150 strikes, yeah, and least. She's out.
Now.
She is, and now he's making his escape.
Yeah.
Did they catch him?
Wow. Look at this.
Is he free
right
too?
Here.
Is Zach on the phone still?
Look at
that.
I am.
Zach, did they catch the catch that guy?
I believe he was arrested shortly thereafter. But these things are very commonplace in China. You'll see stabbing attacks and car ramming happen a lot. You just don't hear about it because it's in China.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes things are just like, I mean, shit happens here and we don't even hear about it. If it happens in Chinatown, we often don't hear about it. that's really, now you sent me a story earlier in the week. I don't know if I've got that in the build or not. Do you have a description or a link on that, or is it that one?
The one I sent you earlier was about the guy in Florida who killed that family's dog with a pellet rifle. They moved into the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Would you mind sending that link to or telling us about it? But preferably send it to Drew.
He's got it ready because he sent me the last one.
Send that to Drew, and then we'll talk about that. And what was your question, Kev?
Zach, did you send that to me too?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
and I was wondering. If this guy hadn't been black, if it had been a white Trump supporter, how big of a story this would have been.
Oh,
the biggest story in the world ever.
Yeah, I guess it would have been, yeah. I mean, they tend to publicize crimes from white guys.
Yeah. Thanks for sending that, by the way, Zach. I appreciate it.
Yeah, much appreciate
that. Thank you. I love you guys.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Zach. Appreciate it. That was some, but I don't know. I mean, they'll probably, you know what's funny about that? They've got all that video. He's going to, you know, whatever, and he'll plead not guilty. You know, and it's funny how they let them do that. They should not let you do that. They should be able to skip the trial at that point and go,
China.
He did it.
I think in China, he's not going to get a trial. I think in China, he's
going to get a medal.
He's going to get a medal. Well, they have the execution van in China. They actually have a van that goes around to execute people.
For real?
Oh, yeah, it's a real thing. They have a van because they execute people so much that it travels to wherever the person is that needs to be executed.
You know, that's not going to work because anybody who did anything is going to go running away when they hear the song.
When they hear the
ding, da, ding, da, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, when they hear that little music playing, they are not going to hang out. Execution van's here. Execution van's here.
Run.
Mom, can I?
I want a hanging gas chamber. No. Electric chair, cone. That's something. Boy, that was a lot of chopping.
It was a lot of chopping. I've never seen so much chopping.
It should be a commercial for cleavers.
That
He should have been a butcher.
High quality.
Should have been a butcher.
He was.
Or a little earlier,
he
though.
He was indeed.
As a career. Yeah. You know what? If he was a butcher, he wouldn't have taken him 150 swacks right. at that thing. Who was out there?
He would have gotten her in one.
I don't know who those individuals are. I know one of them. No, it's fine. I think they're... Yeah, go give them the business. Give them a once-over. Let's hire some guys to chop them up. Wow. So Cardi B turned herself in. Also, another gruesome crime down in Mississippi. Jurors have not been able to reach a verdict in the Quentin Tellis trial. He was accused of burning 19-year-old Jessica Chambers to death in December 2014. A Mississippi judge has declared a second mistrial.
Wow.
We don't like to see mistrials. Deadlock jurors. Shit. Man is guilty as the day he was born.
You know what? I'm surprised that got any coverage.
Yeah.
Because you... Very little. But only People magazine ran with it for some reason, which I appreciated. But normally, if a black person burns a white person, let's say we'll call her Dorothy Dow roughly 2 years ago.
Right.
All right. That old lady got it. That sweet old woman burned. Yep. They didn't cover it.
And then there was that couple, the boyfriend girlfriend.
In Knoxville, Tennessee, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was
brutal. Oof. They like poured acid on them and everything. Yeah. Like, it was really brutal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would they do that? Was it an honor killing?
They poured bleach down her throat to get rid of DNA.
Yes, they poured bleach down her throat. That's what I was...
Oh, I think we know where that DNA come from. It might have been in her throat. They should have pulled out and sprayed it. And she wouldn't have that horrible taste in her mouth. Mm. This is something else. I bet you People magazine played it from perspective, oh, look, this man being charged for nothing.
Could be.
She fingered somebody else. I never liked that term. She fingered him in the blank.
We got Zachary's other video here. It's actually a news report. Here it goes. Okay.
Through?
Let's see it.
Oh my God.
One word, he posted his $2,500 bail today, and I caught up with him as he was coming out of Broward County Jail through these doors. I tried to ask him if he felt any remorse after being accused of killing a puppy that belonged to a little girl. He refused to answer when I asked him about that animal cruelty charge he faces, or if he wanted to apologize for the death of the 8-month-old puppy named Princess.
Yes,
I apologize.
Here's a photo
of Princess. Witnesses told police saw two men on a balcony on Southwest 73rd Way in Davie on Saturday as one of the men shot the puppy with what they thought was a sniper rifle while Princess was being taken on a walk. This is the accused shooter's mugshot.
What?
Police arrested 19-year-old Johansson Concepcion.
Wow, look at the intelligence radiating off that face.
Clearly. The shooter from the balcony. Officers found him with this black scoped pellet rifle and arrested him. The arrest affidavit.
This man of no description is carrying this black rifle.
The puppy, but the other man on the balcony told police.
That puppy was up in my grill.
Why are they just wearing a black rifle in such a racist way?
The judge set his bond at $2,500 for that felony
count. What the hell's going on?
Of cruelty to animals. So
is she in prison?
Concepcion de la Rose will have to appear
in Broward County
Court.
Filled with crooks.
Yeah, imagine.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. So that man right there shot a little dog with a pellet gun.
Just to watch it die.
I shot a puppy in Davie.
Shocking.
With my sniper rifle, with my black rifle. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Johnny Cash. This is my black rifle. The rifle in black. Isn't that something? So did they say, because I wasn't listening, is there a sentence for this guy? Is he guilty?
He's out on bond.
He's out on bond.
$2,500.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She said at the beginning, $2,500
yes.
bond. That's pretty low for a guy who shot anything.
Yeah. Well, they need to ban pellet guns, clearly.
Starters.
That's the only solution, really.
Obviously, this is going to cause a lot of pellet gun control talk. Yeah, where's David Hogg when you need him? If only this guy would have shot a hog, he'd be a big deal. It rhymes with hog, David. Come on, get your high school involved. What if you shot up a whole, like a school shooting, but you shot up like
a gun?
With a pellet gun.
Ow, damn it.
Like, oh, my God. Okay, I guess that's all right. Or I'm talking about like a dog place where they keep all the dogs, the strays.
Pet stores. Oh, yeah.
Pet store. Yeah.
What if there was a mass shooting at a pet store?
People would lose their minds.
Yeah, that would...
People really hate to see dogs mistreated. Mm-hmm. It's much more important than people.
Yeah.
For instance, a guy, here's another story you didn't hear about. A guy threw his little brother off a roof in Violent Brooklyn.
Whoa.
And that was yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Fuck it. No, don't, please. It doesn't matter. I don't think that's today's. That's old. It's, and this too. But, let's see. Where was yesterday's paper? That's, talked about that 10 times already. Was it, here's Sunday's paper. Right here. This guy. Which, by the way, on the way to that story, I must stop and say, Post, no more of this. We don't need this. Anybody with their legs spread and, like, what is she doing to him exactly? Is she got a strap on that she's pounding into this guy?
Hopefully a black one. Keep talking.
Look at this. Why? Why do we want to see this? No one wants to see this. Let's keep it up. Nobody wants to see this. No, no, I mean, really, look at that. I guess and he's, who, would you like a drink, dear, with her suit on? This is all backwards. Any man who poses for this should get reamed just like this. Like he should have to actually undergo a reaming delivered by young Murphy Brown there.
In a van. The ream van's here.
Oh, no, the ream van.
Ding-a-ling-ling.
Oh, my God, ream man. I want fissures, anal fissures, blood. Here we have it right here. This guy throws his brother off of the... He fessed, you see. No room to say confessed, he fessed.
Schizophrenic.
Spell it all. Because you know why? They didn't want to shorten schizo.
That would have been great.
They won't do it, though. There he is right there. He says, ha, look what I did. He looks like friggin'... man, I wish I could remember things before mumbling 10 minutes. Clockwork Orange, though. You know what I mean? The smile on his face, singing in the rain. Being... whose arm is that on the guy? Coming from an unknown source.
Oh, yeah, there's a
fat cop up front holding hands with the back cop. That's weird. That's a detective. That's Cannon. That's the guy he threw off right there. It's a Sean Smith.
Great reference.
And it's Chevron Smith.
And Chevron?
Chevron.
Chevron.
Chevron Smith and the kids of Odessa Frith. So Smith through Smith, they're both sons of Frith. And, he said, now I'm a criminal. That was his quote. He said, I've finally become a criminal.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. Is he's, look, I've finally become a criminal.
Yay. He could have shoplifted some aspirin.
He could have
been a criminal.
Dude, you could have, double parked, you know. You could have, you went right to full-blown murderer of a child. By the way, Ronaldo, somebody, is accused of rape. Yeah, soccer player Ronaldo, accused of rape.
He's like
The guy. Like, he's the biggest.
He's today's Pele.
Yeah.
Well, he bent it like Beckham in this woman, though.
Oh. Hey, oh, whoa.
Stolen.
Allegedly.
Stolen. Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I believe he fucked her. I just don't think it was not consensual.
Right. I mean, come on.
Look, it says that this is Las Vegas native Catherine Mayorga. She claimed in an interview with German magazine Der Spiegel, published Friday, that Ronaldo assaulted her in his Palms Casino Resort suite. In his Palms.
Very small woman.
Assaulted her. Yeah, she's a tiny thing. There he is. Yeah, he's very praised. Defiant. Yes, I did it. I did it, and I would do it again.
I'm pretty sure she's lying.
He's, here's how it happened. Ronaldo, says he assaulted her in his Palms Casino while... In their suite, while the two were partying with others.
Uh-huh.
So he's a real multitasker.
Yeah.
He can party with others and rape her at the same time. Asked her to join the group in a hot tub, then exposed himself after she went into a bathroom to change. Well, that was her first mistake. I mean, what were you wearing? And then you
what
went into a bathroom
into?
To change
yeah, changing
something
into?
A little more yeah. comfortable. Mm. Yeah, he demanded she touch his penis.
Demanded.
Yeah, what? You see, it is the verb.
I demand that you touch my penis right now.
I demand it. I don't ask. I don't beg.
I'm Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wait.
Ronaldo does not beg.
You know what the best thing about Ronaldo is? The statue of him that somebody made, the horribly deformed statue of him, we really need to take a look at that.
Where his dick is not out. That's
so
weird.
It's his face. They wanted to build this monument to him because he's such a huge soccer player, and they commissioned this statue, and it's probably one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen.
Ooh, look at
is
that.
It worse than the Lucille Ball statue?
It is. It's on the same level.
Really?
It's not as terrifying as that. There it is.
Oh, my God. Is that really it?
Yes, that is really it. It's that not is... photoshopped in any way. That's actually what it looks like.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Did they get a kid to make that?
That looks...
The eyes aren't even straight.
No.
nothing about it works.
That's a serial killer.
He's a rapist.
He's a rapist.
Now, that Ronaldo is a rapist.
That is what you call a sloppy grin.
That's his O face.
And it also looks as if he's wearing invisible braces, like the Invisalign or something.
Yes. And they're not working.
Eye is not the same size, not even with one another. What else can we find?
The ears are uneven.
They got the color about right.
You know who it looks like? Who's the serial killer? There were two of them in Texas. One's name was Otis or Otis.
Was the other one named Goofy? Is this guy?
What was that?
Otis
name?
And somebody? Lucas?
Oh, I forget.
Henry Lee Lucas?
Yes, that's it. Henry Lee Lucas.
Oh, he killed with somebody else?
Yeah, he had a friend named Otis that he traveled around with for a while.
And that's what he looks like. It's amazing that you know what Otis looks like.
No, that's Henry Lee.
Oh, that's what Henry. Yeah. Oh, okay, got it.
Henry Lee's, he had top billing in that.
Yeah. He's the one who would get the statue.
Yeah, he was the Starsky.
Serial killer statue.
It's amazing to me. Who is that? Okay. That's Henry Lee
that's
Lucas?
That's Henry Lee, yeah.
Yeah, my God.
Okay. You know,
we're on a first-name basis, me and Henry Lee.
I went down there and found him, and he was on the train track, and I gave him a drink.
He's not smiling, though.
No, he's
Ronaldo is smiling.
Actually is him smiling. that's Henry Lee Lucas's biggest smile.
That's his rape smile.
It's literally...
Guess what I'm fixing to do to you.
They say they're all good-looking, charismatic.
Yeah. Well, nope.
That's funny what you can find charismatic when you're... who did they kill, mostly? Henry Lee Lucas and his gang.
I think hookers or people that they found on the highway. Someone broke down. Well, we'll get him.
Oh, the fringes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is always like that. They grab the fringes. And if it's a hooker, you can... She doesn't have to be charmed by you. You pay her to be charmed.
Yeah.
You find me charming. That's an extra 50.
This is actually another picture of him back.
Oh,
then.
Oh yeah.
Look at those good looking guys.
Look at those teeth.
They both look like they're wearing novelty teeth.
Is that Otis to the right?
Yeah, it must be.
Is that? Are they both Henry Lee?
Are they the same guy? No, they're not the same.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, there's got to be Otis. Yeah.
Those teeth are hanging by a root, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've never seen someone's gums recede so far and still be able to hang on to those tufas.
Is there meth back then, or is that just how it?
I guess when you're out there, like, finding the... about sugar.
Sugar. I guess sugar will do it, right? I guess sugar will do it.
Gingivitis, living on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, he didn't ask for a kiss. This is back to Ronaldo in the Palms Casino Resort. Asked for a kiss, pulled her onto the bed, and raped her.
Mm.
There's other people there, right?
Yeah. Why didn't anybody stop it?
Get yelled.
The witnesses.
They're splashing around in a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why...
Chad, where are you going? You're not leaving, are you? Oh, good. Okay, thank God.
I can understand why...
I had one walkout, which punished my ego. It was punishing. It's supposed to be a fan, but I guess she's just...
We're down 33% of the audience, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah. The audience dropped 33%. The novelty, I guess, is worn off. Now she's just going to go on her own, I guess. Lock the door.
I can see why no one stopped the guy with the cleaver, because they might get hurt.
Right.
But a rapist, what's he going to do? All right, now I'm raping you. You want a piece of this?
Well, you might not get cut, but you do have to get out of that hot tub.
Yeah. It's like, this is just really comfortable.
It's fine. She's having fun. They assumed it was consensual. Apparently, he assumed it was consensual. And if he assumed it was consensual, it was not a rape, because rapes are never the result of a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
That is absolutely.
So you gotta say, I thought she wanted it. You can't say she wanted it. You gotta say, I thought she wanted it. And then you're a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Mayorga unmasked herself as Ronaldo's anonymous accuser after the magazine reported in 2017 he'd paid an American woman $375,000 in hush money. Paid her in hush dollars. In 2010, over a rape accusation. So this is years old. This is very old. This is something that happened back when rape wasn't so bad. You know what I mean?
You could pay the hush money, and that would be enough.
Yeah, back when an NDA meant something.
Right.
For Christ's sake, unlike the, you know who ruined that for everybody? I'll tell you, it was that junkie who's running the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
There's so many.
Chad, you know what I'm talking about?
Huge Stormy Daniels?
No. Different junkie.
The black lady, you mean?
No, I'm talking about...
Asia Argenta?
Well, she was involved, too. Wow, I didn't realize they had so many. No, but I'm talking about the movie star.
Which one?
The one...
Oh! The one who, I bleed, I got blood on my jeans. Oh, no, I'm a nasty girl.
Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd. No. Oh, Ashley, she's
killing me. Everybody knows who this is, so we can't think of it. Hey, who's that number one Me Too bitch?
Dark hair?
Dark hair.
Rose McGowan.
Oh, we said that.
I didn't hear it. No, I didn't hear Rose McGowan. I only heard Asia Argento.
Elizabeth said.
Oh, did she? Oh, okay. Sorry, Elizabeth, but thank you. Yeah, if that's and she got $100,000, mm-hmm. She's probably like, all right,
$100,000,
you know. And then years later, $100,000 isn't dick.
It's not going to do it.
And his whole career is ruined. And she's like, wait a second, but she brought it back. She's like, hold on a second, I've spent that $100,000. Now I can talk.
Now I need more.
I think that's the way it works in NDA. If you spend the money, now you can talk.
Because the money's spent, and it's not.
Is that our weatherman that just showed up?
Oh, yeah. It is.
Oh my God, Jimmy Blackman, our meteorologist Jimmy Blackman, just shows up after a 4-week.
Hiatus?
Layout? Yeah. It's on a hiatus. He did not get permission. He just stopped coming. What have you been on, a bender or something? No. What happened, weatherman?
This is Michael. I'm actually doing Gypsy out in Long Island, the role that was actually originated by Jack Klugman. I was hearing you guys earlier.
Jack Klugman was the original Gypsy?
No, he's the original Herbie in the musical Gypsy with Ethel Merman.
And the name Herbie was taken already for the lovable part. Some people wouldn't go see it. So you've been busy with
I've
your acting
rehearsed.
Career. Okay, thanks for the call.
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
People have not known the weather. As a result, people died in North Carolina, and
Bobo.
You're culpable.
We had to send Bobo, and Bobo was
brilliant. Bobo, for crying out loud.
We haven't seen him since either.
That was brilliant. How does it feel to be an RBB?
RBB is
replaced by Bobo.
I laughed my ass off. I'm still a huge fan of the show.
I'm glad you think it's so funny.
I thought it was great.
Now they've got mosquitoes the size of bald eagles in North Carolina. Mosquitoes are so big you have to shoot them with a gun, not a pellet gun.
An actual gun.
Puppies we're talking about. Eat a cannon. About, oh my God, Jeff Flake, what a fucking asshole this
Jeff
guy
Flake.
Is. I was telling
I can't even with him anymore.
Oh man, I've hated him ever since he said that bullshit about the enemy of the people and all that. The phrase, which is talk about the enemy of the people.
We actually got a video from Zach about Flake. Stand by.
Oh. Does he get attacked by a cleaver? Is he getting attacked with a meat cleaver?
Rochester, show the video. How much does this cost? Oh, Rochester.
To kill himself. The video surfacing.
Jeff Flake should kill himself.
Was caught tweeting derogatory terms for blacks, Jews, and homosexuals.
Oh, no.
Thanks for choosing us this afternoon. I'm Katie Rammel.
Thanks for choosing us.
The senator is apologizing for his insensitivity. ABC 15's Davida Vergane joining us from the newsroom.
Vita Vergane.
A lot of people are saying this show
Davida Vergane, baby.
Oh, yeah, Flake's son is like a piece of shit.
Yeah, things are a whole lot different right now. Kids have access to so many things.
Come
on. Even those free apps on your child's phone allow them to do some pretty creative, but sometimes pretty disturbing
like
things.
Like stay in the sun too long?
To stay one
look at her.
Step
she's
ahead
just
left her sunglasses on.
She's
a nice little tan. They could even that out in makeup.
Right now in Senator Flake's home.
What's happening?
Well,
this is the stock
YouTube
Twitter footage when people tweet things.
Yeah. Comments towards blacks,
follow, unfollow.
Sexuals, using the N-word
you can do that.
In some of his tweets. And most recently,
yeah,
the stripping video of someone holding a gun to his head and pretending to pull a trigger. There is no foolproof
look
way
at that crazy
part.
Flake's son. Dad, so I don't blame
Flake's son. Go ahead, do it, kid.
Do it.
Do it. Kill your dad first.
No right now, he's pissed. He didn't think to shoot a puppy.
Hilarious.
This guy beat me to puppy killer.
I would too.
Big fucking deal.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's literally, it's literally nothing.
But it's Jeff Flake's kid. How long ago was that? Was that recent?
Yeah, it was just the other day.
That's great. Boy, I love that.
Thanks, Zach. That was Zach's really Johnny on the spot with these delicious tapes.
Delicious.
I never saw this. Who gets that?
Who would have known? A tape could be so delicious, even. Here's the guy who threw his brother off the roof on the cover of the New York Daily News. He was a sick person.
He was schizophrenic.
Yes, his relative said loco was the word she used.
Loco.
I love that because schizophrenia is it's they should go ahead and just arrest them for being schizophrenic and execute them. I do believe that.
No other solution.
You must execute schizophrenic people. They are going to do shit like this. They always do.
How many times does it have to happen?
How many times you read something? Yeah, he was a schizophrenic and cut his mom's head off in the pool. I drowned her. The woman swinging the bat at the cop. Yeah. Which, it goes on and on. Yeah. A lot of these people, the guy with that cutting the head off in the fucking, on the bus, that guy's out. That guy's out.
Mm-hmm.
See,
how
that's what
that
I like,
possible?
Because they said he's over it now. He's better. He's on his meds. It's been a few years.
It's Canada.
He's going to keep his nose clean.
I don't care in Canada.
You got to keep your nose clean, schizo. He's schizophrenic. They can't help it.
No, yeah.
What they're going to do.
They are killing machines.
What they're going to do.
Can we look up, that Toronto head cutter offer who's out? He was an Asian guy, too. Yeah.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech, that was an Asian guy.
You're talking about the shooting, right?
35 people, yeah. 35 dead. 34, 35. And then
he had a high score. Like, he got a lot.
He had high score for a while.
He had the high score for a while.
Until he had high score. Right now, that Vegas guy's got high score.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going
to
beat that for
him. I think the CIA just hired him to beat the guy who killed the gays high score. They didn't want it to be a Muslim.
I think Flake's son is going to beat that record when he's old enough.
Yeah, he's getting there.
See his eyes? He's out of his fucking gourd.
No MK Ultra program needed. the son of a senator, which is wow. That should be a new insult, right? You son of a senator.
Yeah.
You flake.
There he is, right there. That's the man who he's like, yes, I did it, but I was mentally ill and whatnot, plus Asian, And that's
what's that vest?
That vest is, I guess it's like for picking up garbage on the road. It's what it looks like. It's reflective.
No, it's not bulletproof. I think if he runs,
it explodes. It tightens up. It's like, this is uncomfortable. And then they catch up with him. I don't know. Because it's bright and colorful.
Yeah, high visibility in case he runs.
So he's obviously going to shed that. But right. I bet it's probably connected in a way that he can't get it right off. Yeah. Look at that. He'd have to buy an overcoat. Crazy story, that one. Just the guy sitting next to him just started cutting his head off. Of course, everybody leaves the bus.
Yeah, they left. Yeah. They just left the bus and let him do his thing.
Started looking in the windows going, oh!
Oh, no, what is happening?
Nobody was decent enough to get it on camera for us.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Exactly. I think it was before that was being done as much.
Yep. Yeah. But that's a way to get a seat on the bus, though.
Yeah.
Kill somebody and then make everybody. It's like, I have the whole bus to myself now.
All right, driver, proceed. that was quite a way. He cut his head off, started eating his body parts. Got to be the dick, right?
Got to be.
Because they would say it otherwise.
Arm, eating his arm, eating his leg.
Yeah, why not mention it, Right. Eating what parts?
His brain.
Dick. It was his dick. We didn't want to say he was eating his dick.
I think they said
That's the part that's too horrible.
Eyeballs also. I think I heard.
Oh, that's right.
Eyeballs.
And that's why I say that if they mention that specifically, that's pretty yucky. If it was anything but a dick, they'd say it.
They would have said the rest of it.
That's exactly.
Eyeballs and arms.
That's the rest of my formulation, in fact.
Yes.
Formulation. Because I knew that if they mentioned one body part, why not mention another?
Right.
His eyeballs and other...
and something else.
Body parts that a man has.
That was great.
That
was funny as hell.
This is a long time coming. Speaking of a long time coming, Bill Cosby.
Oh.
And they went with Cuff Huxtable.
Okay.
Somebody else in an audience, actually, when asked, suggested put in prison.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
That's a
put in prison. Put in prison, you see? But he's cuffed. Cuff Huxtable. Bill Cosby sent to jail for 3 to 10 years, a life sentence. Most likely for the 81-year-old rapist or sexual assaulter. They also say that he is a, what was the word they used? I want some of that Cosby music playing on his. There he is.
I don't think he
always
did
They acted as. I don't think he did it.
I'm watching these things. I haven't kept up with it very, very closely, but from what I've heard, I don't know. I just don't think he did it.
You don't think he raped Keith Richards?
I think he's raped more women than I've had sex with consensually.
It was the 70s. I mean, it was the 70s.
Maybe. It was
the Playboy Mansion.
There you go.
doing those dances?
Yeah.
There it is. Oh, he did the face.
But you see, that's a female in the pudding. Oh, come on now, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
I wonder if he raped him.
He's like, oh, no. It's Tempest Bledsoe.
Happened to
Rudy, don't rape Rudy. Oh, for the love of it. She's the cutest, but you can't rape her.
Almost.
What was that? Oh. He tried to kick her head off.
Signs.
Hitting her with
the signs
dick.
Were there.
It's like, climb up my leg and have a ball, you see?
How many female names in this guy, like a little talking to, you know?
That, yeah. Special assistant, yeah. So, like, they want to put him in jail, which I see as a waste of money. You know what I mean? It's just a waste of money. He's 81. They say he's a dangerous sexual. Is he dangerous?
No.
I don't think it's likely he will rape again. Is he gonna? If you don't know that Bill Cosby's a rapist,
at this point,
you deserve to be raped. There should be a clause. Rape all you can. You know, you couldn't even find a place to give him a fair trial. They were talking like, can he get a fair trial? Where are you going to? The moon?
Right.
Maybe. Good God. Some poor woman wandering by. I was just wandering by the home here. I didn't know Bill Cosby lived here. Wow, this is exciting. You know, I've been way out of the country for a number of years, and I come back and can I come in and take a nap?
Do you have anything to
relax me? Yeah. Just some tea or something. You know? Hope I don't get fingered.
Now that's what I call rape.
That's what the judge said. And the jury.
And the jury.
So there you go. It's just desserts, it says.
They could have done better than
sex
that.
Sex fiend. Yeah. You know what? You're right. It's a long time coming.
Oh.
No, I mean it, though. It's been a while. How long has this been? So they go, okay, write your Cosby headlines, guys. Yeah. And they've had, for a year and a half, sitting in a drawer, Cuff Huxtable.
Yeah, they've had a long time for this.
Yes. And then it comes out, they're like, today's the day.
Yeah.
Cuff Huxtable.
Just desserts. The best one ever on the Post, when Tanya Harding said it was my bodyguard that hit what's her face with the thing, and the Post said Tanya Fingers bodyguard.
There you go, fingers again.
I wish I had saved it.
Evergreen. Always whip out the finger.
Yeah.
And now we call it the galooly.
The galooly. Galooly.
Yeah. The galooly. Got the old galooly. That sounds like a call in a game or something. That's called a galooly. And it was not a galooly.
They got the point.
I love when the names are just so perfect for, like, Buttafuoco.
Right.
That was gold. That was comedy gold for your.
Of course, you introduce yourself, right? You like you meet a girl and go, I want to butt fuck you. What? I said my name's Buttafuoco.
Yeah. What did you hear?
I wanna.
Or.
It says something like butt fuck.
Yeah.
As a big guy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Can you believe his wife didn't die?
Oh, that's right. She didn't.
Shot right in the head and lived. He's like, fuck.
Nice try, Joey, but you didn't get me this time.
And then we fell back in love. We decided to stay together. Because I can't leave her now. She's all fucking, you know.
Yeah. Sorry I was banging a 15-year-old who tried to shoot you.
Why don't you love me, Joey?
I forgot about that story. That was a good one.
That was one of the good ones. Yeah, there
that was
he
a
is.
Good one.
Buttafuoco and not Buttafuoco. This woman with it. Now, that was Amy Fisher, Long Island Lolita.
I think she made a porn.
She did.
Yes.
Yeah. She regularly does porn out of her home in Long Island.
Really?
Yeah. She has she has a webcam. Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder
she's
if we
gotta be.
Can we go to her webcam?
45 now?
Drew's already on it. Can we? Way ahead of you.
Like, she made an actual movie. Like, she did.
Yeah.
She did a movie. I guess now. I mean, what else are you going to do if you're Amy Fisher?
And you know who else made one? Who's the guy with the Franken dick?
He got
He's got
Bobbitt.
Yes,
Bobbitt.
I think he made one.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
I think it was called Franken dick. I'm not sure.
Franken dick.
Because they sewed it back on.
And one of the
$6 million dick.
And one of the teachers that molested the kid made a porn. She, Mary Beth Hagelin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's cute too.
Mary Beth Hagelin.
Yeah.
Right, well, like, we have our work cut out for us, Drew. Mary Beth Hagelin. I want to see what this chick looks like.
Yeah, you got to look.
She's not that
attractive. She's worth looking up.
No, I'm talking about Blasey Ford.
Oh, no,
not a piece of ass.
Not in the tiniest, slightest bit.
Oh, there we go.
Wait, no, what are we looking at?
Oh, my goodness. Cover
That's
your
Amy
eyes.
That's Amy Fisher.
That's Amy Fisher.
Trigger warning.
Oh, no.
Her Pornhub page says...
Is this live?
That's that Amy Fisher.
Are we watching live?
No, definitely not.
Tipping?
Yeah, we are. We're watching live. She's talking to us. You paid for this.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I did. I paid a lot for this.
This is entertaining. Oh, her pussy's wet. Look at that. Oh, she's
no.
rubbing it.
On whatever you want to do, you let me know.
Okay.
I don't think anybody is coming back to the show now. Really, this is
the audience.
I'll have to keep her in the corner for the rest of the show. Oh, she's this. Okay, I can see why you would want your wife shot and just stick with this.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh,
she didn't
my God.
Have the fake boobs back then, though.
No.
And this is like, and this no. is when she's over the hill. She's got to be in her 30s now.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Franken tits.
If she stopped talking, that would make this a lot better.
Yeah.
Maybe if we stopped talking, it would make it better.
Is that a tattoo?
Yeah, she's got like a scar covering tattoo.
Oh, wait, let's
scar
then. Let's listen to the
she's a mother.
The wetness here for a second as she stuffs her finger into her.
She switched to the pooper, so who knows.
Oh, yeah. Not naturally wet.
I wonder if there's a director behind the camera going,
come on.
To the left. No.
Okay. Oh, we gotta make it louder. Make sure we make it louder.
Open it and rub that clit. I'm not trying to look into your fucking lunch. Jesus Christ. I see half a fucking Cobb salad up there.
What was the other woman's name?
Oh, Mary Beth Hagelin.
Oh, my.
You should show that to anyone saying, I want to be a gynecologist. Watch this.
Yeah.
Still want to be one?
No, keep watching.
Nope.
And they don't start out this way either. What if they had a gynecologist? I would make a woman get totally nude. Say, that's just the way I do it. You don't like it, go to a different doctor. No malpractice here. Take off your clothes, rub your clit, and then I'll have a look. You think I am some kind of fucking fruit? I want to look at some woman's hole for medical reasons? I'm a man. I have needs.
And by the way, I'm actually a dentist.
Yes.
By the way.
You're going to have a look at those molars if you spread it wide enough. I look at him through the pussy.
Right. Look at the inside view.
I'm a through the pussy dentist. Oral dentist. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Here we go. Boom.
There she is. That's
Mary
the teacher.
Haglin.
Over the, you know, like the sound system.
Nebraska co-eds. I love this site.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
So
he must have won with that.
The guy pretending he cares what she has to say.
Yeah.
It's like that.
What? Now she's put a jacket on. Yeah, this guy's not very good at this. She's getting more clothed.
She's getting more clothed.
Now she's like, here's my.
She came straight from court to do this. Like
really?
That was the thing. After her sentencing at court, she went straight to. It was a whole story. It was on the news.
That's a good way to attract some attention to your. I'm sure when she was sentenced, they were like, "Do you have anything to say?" Today on Nebraska.
Plug. She gave a plug in the courtroom.
If you're curious as to why a 16-year-old boy might want to fuck me,
I think it was like a 14-year-old.
Oh well, that's not a 14-year-old.
And then.
All right, enough of this. There's dicks in it now. That can happen.
There she is. The part we want to see, you know?
That's what you want to hear. That can happen.
I never had a teacher that A, looked like that, or B, wanted. Imagine the confidence I would have right now if my
Change
acne infested self was banging this at 15.
Right.
Change your whole life.
And who do they fuck? Guys who don't need it.
Yeah.
The captain of the football team, a wrestler, athletes, shit like that. There was one in Queens who fucked a wrestler, and her husband was the wrestling coach.
Oh, I heard about that, too.
It undermined his authority coaching the team.
That was the worst part.
That is the worst part. You really... I don't mind the betrayal.
And he got thrown off the team, too, I think, the guy. And the team lost.
Well, I'm sure he got thrown off the fucking team. Maybe before it even came to light as a public thing. You know how it got started? She was trying to help him make weight. Like 3 ounces at a time, you know?
So there we are.
See, I've spit. I don't know. I pooped. What else could I do? There is this one more thing. Put your balls on the scale before and after. It's something, isn't it? Boy, well, these sexy teachers. It's a wonder it doesn't happen more often. I don't know why people don't have sex. Now, your siblings are obviously blood relatives. You don't want to have sex with them. Except if you're me, I kind of my sister, I'm telling you. I don't want to have sex with her, but I kind of feel like it would straighten a lot of things out between us.
Like your dick.
Yeah.
Hey,
I get a straight. I say, look, I'm going to straighten out that pussy. I just want to do it to spite my brother-in-law. None of them watch, by the way, so it's fine. My family does not watch the show.
They don't watch the show. They're
of course
not fans.
Not. No.
Not fans of the crime report.
They say shit like this. I threaten to have sex with my relatives.
Out of spite. Not out of spite. That's the most important thing.
Oh, but out of spite, yes. Right. Not because I'm attracted to any of these people. But you know when you have step-siblings, you have like a mom and then she marries a dad who has kids. And she's got kids, you, and then he's got a daughter, right? And then you move into the same house.
What are you going
to
do?
And she's not related to you by blood. She's obviously you're predisposed because, like, you know, the parents like each other and you're born to the parents. So it's, you know, you got a lot of the same genetic shit going on. You go, well, you know, I mean, this is convenient, right?
You know what? I never thought of it that way. I'm going to start watching more stepsister porn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's enlightening.
Because they don't even have to put that in quotes.
Yeah.
my not sister.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what they start to have to
me
do.
Me videoing my not. Andrew, don't act like you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, you perv. Where did you have to go anyway? Have to leave this fun ride here.
Just trying to be a good friend.
To who?
The
audience.
Okay, he's had a long day, you know. I want to make sure like he's good, and I want to get a handle on where he's gone. And
here's the deal: in or out from now on. Okay.
Carry him to the hotel he's staying at.
Carry him to a hotel. All right, whatever you say.
Elizabeth wants.
It's a national disgrace.
And I think you're wearing your hat.
Elizabeth wants to crawl under a rock right now.
Under a rock. She wants to crawl and be Iran. She wants to Iran under Iraq. Why would she want that? What's the problem? We do this thing. This is not a new thing.
I know. She should be used to it at this point.
I mean, this is the same old thing we always do.
The vaginas looks like weren't attached to mouths, though.
Hawaiian.
Oh, there it is.
That is live right now. That's a live video.
Is that Gino Biscotti? Sleeping out there? Who is that? That's your friend? I think you better go check on him. Oh, my God. Better go see it. Go see if he's got a pulse.
He does. He does.
A good way to find out if he's got a pulse is to throw something cold on him, liquid wise, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mess with him. Don't mess with him.
Don't mess with him.
No. Yeah,
he's got his shoes on, so.
No.
Kevin sneaking into the.
Yeah. I already said he wouldn't be molested.
You got this.
What are you doing? Why is she ruining it?
Don't ruin the bit.
That's as close as I was
going to
get.
She's like prevented by. What do you think's going to happen? He's still not awake. I don't think he's okay.
You know, last week this was Andrea on Thursday.
Say,
yeah, well, go pull it. Why don't you go Cosby that situation?
It's not rape if they're asleep.
It's not rape if they don't know.
Right, exactly. Because who are you hurting, really?
Because I'm not calling it rape. They're not calling it rape.
We've got a wrist pull.
Are you satisfied? Why is that person so sleepy?
He hasn't slept in 36 hours.
Did you Cosby him?
Hot Cosby?
Why?
Hot Cosby.
Hot Cosby.
That's great. That's
I ain't got awesome. No Quaaludes.
Did you make that
no,
up?
No, that's a South Park thing.
Oh,
sorry.
God, that's hysterical.
I'll take the credit
take
for it.
Take the
anyway.
Credit. Yeah. Oh, that's genius. Hot Cosby. I wish I wrote that.
Yeah.
I know. It's a good one, man. Hot Cosby. Like the Hot Carl. You ever heard of the Hot Carl?
No.
Well, you know there's
the Hot Carl.
Yeah, what's
I've
the
heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
We find out what a Hot Carl is. I believe it has something to do with
Urban
feces.
Dictionary, that
I think
one.
It's one of those things where you put on saran wrap over your face and then turds are put onto your face while they're hot. You know, you're not waiting for cool turds.
Yeah,
exactly. Straight from the hole.
You know, anytime a woman has said, I will do anything sexual you want, I always say, do you have a big piece of glass? Not that I'm into that, but I just want to test.
Yeah, let's just see. To see how far it really goes.
How willing are you?
Yeah.
See what's your definition of anything.
Mm-hmm. Take off your skin. Rail thin Seagram's heiress under home confinement. She faces charges of bankrolling upstate sex cult Nexium.
Oh, the Nexium.
And granted an additional weekly 30 minutes out and about to exercise and buy groceries. How about that? That's Claire Bronfman. And bail conditions include home confinement and now more exercise timeout. Good for her. When you're in a sex cult, you want to make sure you stay looking your best.
Right, yeah.
Can't be from 90 to 120 minutes. That's going to be the extra half hour she needed.
Now, what is a sex cult?
Well, here's what they would do. They would find people who were impressionable, and they would say, come and find a way to change your life here. You know, it's Brooklyn. And they'd be like, okay, I changed my life. I've got a lot of thugging. I'm not that great. And I just am not happy. For some reason, I've tried everything. I'm 23. I'm not happy. Nobody's.
Nobody.
Get used to it. It's never happening. It's called life. And then they join this thing to try and find these ways to, like, because, you know, and they ease them into it, you know, and as they're, because really it sounds appealing. There's sex, but they convince these women to serve the leader, the master. He's very charismatic. They go upstate someplace. He takes pictures of them sometimes naked or doing sex acts or something like that. And then they have naked pictures of them and go, well, if you're going to leave the cult, we have this collateral here.
Oh.
I mean, and then they become sex slaves.
Right.
It's like if you don't, I mean, like, but my point is that if, how bad do you not want to be seen naked?
Right.
You'll be a sex slave.
I mean, it's Scientology, except instead of paying, you have to have sex. Like, instead of paying to get to the next level.
Right.
It's the same. I mean, it's basically the
you
same.
You fuck your way to the top.
Right.
It's basically Scientology for women.
These are all hot actresses that they got. That's why this one was so, like, you know, crazy, because you expect, like, you know, pigs to be doing it. Because
some real
stinks. Anything else going on. But this was actually, like, Hollywood actresses and stuff that people were like, holy shit, how did this even happen? Who is this guy? And the guy was just, like...
Allison Mack.
Terrible.
Allison Mack.
She's, the guy was, like a... Not
Keith Rainier.
One you would expect to be the head of
right.
But he kept a
actress
stable of sex slaves.
So it was consensual, except for the blackmail angle.
Yeah, but it's always consensual in these cults. Like, they buy into it, obviously, that the blackmail isn't even really that necessary.
I want to start one.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, there's definitely a vacuum right now.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, you picked a good time. There's a lot of people with wide eyes wandering around.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
What do I do now?
Well, you have a new master. His name is Kevin Downey Jr. And they hear Downey Jr., maybe the star power will bold him over. You need a recruiter, though. That's what Smallville actress Allison Mack was. So I think when they have a Hollywood actress approach them, it definitely, there's that, it sounds credible. It seems even like, what do you call it?
Glamorous.
Like glamorous, exactly. Thank you for the adjectives. I don't have my own today.
Sorry.
No, I truly don't. Amazon, look at that. Now, who would not want to join a sex cult with that girl?
Yeah.
In her denim. Yeah, she's fine. She's very fine. She's pretty. She's a pretty girl. That's her in her sex cult.
Where can
outfit.
I sign up for this sex cult? I mean,
so were these guys they were recruiting or just women?
Mostly women, I think.
All women. Okay.
Yeah, it was all women. No. And
no guys?
At the top.
So
that's
he's
it.
Banging all of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's insane. And they got, like, tattoos. Yeah, no, they got...
I'm
they
totally going to do
like,
this.
Like, his initials burned onto their, like, pelvis.
Onto I'm their pussy. They got their pussy. Let's go ahead and say it. Onto their body parts.
Their body
parts. They had his initials tattooed on their body parts. Yeah, because what you see is right there. There's some sort of weirdness right there. Oh, that's a thumb. Okay. Look at that. Damn the
mark
pain.
Of the devil.
Yeah.
It was his initials. Like,
the
they decoded it. And
Keith
it was
Rainier.
Like, yeah.
He's just got bad handwriting.
Right.
Yeah, that's,
right.
Right. That's the way I initial things.
Hey.
Yeah, at least they didn't go for whole signature. Like, he signed it.
Autograph.
Ouch. I'm going for the T today. And after that, K-E-I. It is rough. K-I-E.
Have to do a full three Keith. Names like Kevin Downey Jr. It's a lot of commitment, you know.
Henry Lee Lucas.
John
Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you get to fuck the master.
Yeah.
In fact, Allison Mack was a senior slave.
Oh,
so
right.
She was a slave as well, but she was like sort of, you know, they gave her like an authority position. Like, I guess she's a house.
Special privileges.
Did she go to jail for that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They're all facing some trouble here. Bronfman, that's the one who's financing it. She's which.
Seagram's
how much financing does it need exactly? Yeah. I guess you need a place, but.
You
and
need
after
poppers,
that,
right? Like those sex poppers.
Like, I need to really take her someplace nice. You know what I mean?
And Bronfman is the heir to the Seagram's fortune. That's Edgar Bronfman Jr.'s sister or...
Whiskey money.
Yeah. That's who that is.
39-year-old heiress. Right. 39 forever. She requested that their running obsessed client get a little more time outdoors. She's a running obsessed client.
Good for her.
So she is facing money laundering, kidnapping, extortion, and other crimes for a high-ranking role in the group. Yeah. So, you know, she's fucking this guy, too, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's a masquerade as a self-help and empowerment organization. And I want to talk about empowerment for a minute, because you hear empowerment, it's always referenced as a good thing. Oh, they find it empowering to women. You know, women need empowerment. But you know what? Empowerment is just power. It's gaining more power. And there's only so much power, so that means a lessening of power someplace else. You know, I mean, like, power is for people who can take it, we got to stop giving it to them. So no more doing anything. If it's empowering, take it off your list. I don't care what it is. Even the slightest bit, you know, don't let her, you know, carry her own suitcase and shit like that. Insist. Rip it out of her hands. I'm talking about people you don't know. I'm talking about strangers. Walking with a suitcase, rip it out of her hands. Say, I'm going where you're going.
Unless you're voting for Vicky Paladino for New York State Senate.
We must mention.
Then we absolutely want to give as much power as you possibly can.
Well, she's not asking for it.
She's not, no.
She's merely, she is running a campaign and telling you all her qualifications and why she deserves it. And she's not just doing it for female empowerment. She's doing it for our empowerment.
Of everyone.
Of everyone. The regular people. Mm-hmm. Just like Trump did back in 2015 when he announced his candidacy. Mm-hmm. Coming down the escalator. Well, Vicky Paladino has come down the escalator. And she needs your vote. That'll be in November. And if you live in the 11th district, that's where you're voting. But you don't have to just be in the 11th district this time, do you?
Oh, yeah. You have to be. If you want to vote, if you want to send us money, you can be from anywhere.
They'll take money from anywhere.
So please, please, please go to our Twitter, Paladino for Senate. And there's a link to donate there. And we will take, if you want her to win, we need your money.
And Soros has got money on that other guy.
Yes,
so
he does.
You are battling. It's a battle of good and evil. I've never seen it as more clear cut as I do now. So now, look, I have a congressman, a senator, Gillibrand. What a terrible individual she is. And I know what it's like to be represented by somebody who doesn't represent you. So are you walking out to blow your brains out right now? Oh, I don't know why.
He's going to go rape somebody.
I just had a feeling. Because the way he got up and stalked out, it was a little bit...
Something fishy going on. Something going on. I don't know what. I don't know what it is.
So, Vicky Paladino and empowerment. Don't do it.
Don't
let it happen.
No.
Grudging thanks to you for being
What's
here.
He doing? Oh, no.
I don't know what that guy's deal is. Out there to protect him again. Get him the fuck out of here if he needs protection.
I'm gonna go. It's good.
Bodyguard.
Go sleep at Gas Digital.
Oh.
Take it down to Gas. Get a nap.
How can I get a bodyguard like Andrea? She's on the spot.
Man.
You know what? Buy a six pack. See what happens.
She's just gonna sit there now.
You're gonna. Yeah. Let's see. Like she's.
She's just gonna sit.
Cheech, the door. Out there drinking champagne cocktail. Drew, great job today. We haven't done any videos. I guess we won't. It's after the time. But anyway, we could run through a couple real quick. Why not?
What the hell?
All right. Here. Three videos. Or we could do them next week. This week, you say.
Do they get overtime?
Do they get overtime? Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
That brings back memories.
Wait. Shocking video.
Yes, they're shocking. Now let's see it again, Drew. Come on. I want to have the full effect. Now.
There it is.
All right, what are we looking at here? A couple of cars. It looks like they're the mama and the daddy about to have a baby.
Convenience store.
Yeah, it's like you know what? Whenever it's outside one of these places, you know there's going to be somebody running out with a bag of money in a minute or something. Uh-oh.
Yep. Gun. There it is.
Look at it flashing inside the car. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a...
Oh, and then the other guy has a gun, too.
It's a car-to-car shootout. I shoot you. No, I shoot you. We're out of bullets.
His jeans are falling off.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Is my ass showing? I want to look good for the...
Modern criminal does not dress for action.
He's not going to...
His guns are heavy. They weigh your pants down. And, wow, that was... Quite a shootout there with no one hurt.
And nothing.
Thank God.
Wait a minute. His car got hit.
Yeah, his car is
not going. Is the radiator.
Yep.
How dumb you got to be the fucking guy in the passenger seat. Like, I'm going to just start shooting at these guys that have also guns. You know what I mean? It's like.
I'm in a car.
They're getting out. They're like, all right, I guess we're stuck here.
So you're gonna kill them?
Really?
It was a park-by shooting, a very rare thing. They actually park next to them.
Oh, this is the inside view.
Oh, so some other shit happened.
No, oh, bullets came flying into
yeah,
the
look. See the case
the store.
Whoop. That refrigerator case just took a shot.
I feel like this is some product placement. Cheetos, we love those.
So if you're in a convenience store and it gets shot up, does that mean you just take anything and start? Like, is everything free from that?
You get one thing.
Okay.
You get to take one thing.
That's okay. The rule, yeah, definitely.
Lottery ticket or a spare tire. Look at that. Oh, no.
There it is.
Wow.
That sure is scary when that happens in, what, Philadelphia?
St.
DC,
Louis.
St.
Louis.
East St. Louis is...
That's
out there by Fallon and all that kind of shit. It is a bad area. Fallon, Illinois.
I want to be there.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Now here it is. But how did it start?
Or, East St. Louis, Illinois.
But how did this start? Like, I don't see any instigation.
Oh, my God. It started when they were born black.
Oh, my God.
point taken. That is. And there it is.
They've been discriminated against their whole lives.
Yes, this is oppression.
And this is what they've been driven to by the white patriarchy. How about that?
Exactly. Okay, no, you're...
That's my full statement.
It's almost like he just wants to take the windows out, because that's all he's hitting.
It's all he's hitting.
It's all he can not miss.
Whoa. He tried that one, but nope.
Oh, yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
You see this guy? Oh, wait, hold on. Under the car here?
Well, there's a guy actually under the car.
Look at that. That guy was hit by a car. He was... All right. Well, let's call it a day.
Yeah.
I don't know. That person down there is smart, very wise individual. Kevin Downey Jr., you any place this week you want to talk about? We have viewers.
Yes, I'm going to be at the brokerage with Dave Landau. The
brokerage with Dave Landau? You mean Dave Landau of Anthony and Dave?
I do.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a show.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You think that you can follow him?
I'm middling.
What?
He's closer. I know.
That's not right.
I had to follow him like 8 years ago in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He's a killer.
Really?
Absolute killer.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was
been headlining less than 8 years.
Yeah.
To follow him, I mean.
No, he's local.
Oh, so he'd rather take a certain number of middle shifts rather than...
Yeah, and that's why I'm middling, because I was off, and Truson goes, yeah, you want a middle? Landau's on. I said,
Landau is a killer. Landau is an absolute killer, cold-blooded killer. You can see him there at the brokerage. He's a super funny guy, and I've always been a big fan.
Yeah.
We actually did some of the same shit. Like, we won one of the same contests or something together way back when and competed against one another. I think that happened. Or we were both in the same festival or some shit. You know how it is. All those things are the same after a while.
Yeah.
Like, where was it? It was something where none of us really knew each other, but we all knew of each other.
Yeah.
Dave Landau and you at the brokerage.
It's my revenge gig, because, I worked my ass off.
Blister him.
Yeah.
Make it impossible to follow. Do the thing where you set some stuff on fire, that Jimi Hendrix, your equipment and everything. do Foxy Lady at the end. I don't know. Close with Foxy Lady. And where? That's Long Island, the brokerage. Which town is that in?
Belmore.
Belmore, okay. Belmore, New York. So, Long Island. I mean, I'm sure you guys probably knew before I did, but get your tickets to see Kevin Downey Jr. And Dave Landau. And where are you going to be? Where are you going to
I'm going to be here on Monday again.
All right, coming up Monday next week.
Vicky Palladino, just another plug. Don't forget.
Don't forget to vote for Vicky Palladino. It's very important if you want to save the United States of America. Jimmy Blackman, are you still in Gypsy?
Well, I open next week. I'm still in rehearsals. But I will be in Belmore and I will be in Westbury.
Okay.
PlazaTheatricals.com.
To see Dave. Belmore?
I will be performing.
Oh, that's where you're opening next week in Belmore.
Well, no, we're opening in Manorville. We have a lot of, like, we have 20 dates, but the open shows are in Belmore and in Westbury.
If you can make it in Manorville, can make it in Westbury.
We're all over tri-state.
Like, congratulations, man. That's amazing. Reprising Jack Klugman's role, ex-husband of Brett Summers. Mm-hmm. And that's the week that was. And Peter, thanks for actually coming in this week. That's cool.
You're welcome.
Glad you made it, Drew. Thank you for everything you do. And no thanks to Ryan Katsu Rivera.
No.
Oh, by the way, if you want to read something good right
Where's
here,
that?
Heather McDonald,
Love
The
her.
Diversity Delusion. And I'm very proud to have this copy of it because, you know what, like right on the inside.
You signed
it. It's to Mandy and Pat.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. Heather McDonald. It says, to Mandy and Pat, thank you for your independent media voices. How about
nice.
That?
There you
everything we just did, she's thanking us for this.
Yeah, so
perfect. If only she could have seen. You think she was watching?
Probably never seen. Oh, she watches every week, yeah.
She sees her handwriting.
She takes her glasses off when the porn comes on, okay. I guess. You know, hey, she knows what Amy Fisher's pussy looks like. yeah, so if you got your just desserts, have a good week. Wish I was on more than once a week. But you know what? To get an extra day, what you have to do at Compound, you have to threaten to quit, and then you got to go on that you got to go on the radio and talk shit about the network, and then maybe you get your extra show. But I'm not willing to do that. I'm loyal.
That's right.
Thanks, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do the show.
Is that Brennan?
Yeah.